Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And tonight's Saturday. And this is Saturday night live on the Lightship. So we'll be doing Lightship healings with everybody. So that'll be probably about half past on the hour here, thereabouts. And we'll be going to the Lightship. You'll be there taken out of time physically. And you're going to be up there on the Lightship in your physical body like you are right now. And the light beings will be working with you. So another way of saying it, you're going to be bilocated. And you're going to be perfectly fine where you are. You just sit down, relax, and request healings. So we'll see if Sylvia's out there in cyberspace. You there, Sylvia?
Yep, I'm here, and welcome, everyone. I'm still trying to fix my computer, so I can't see you on the fast chat quite yet. But I know that there are people probably online with us on the fast chat, and if you're listening and you'd like to get on there too, it's really easy. You just click on where it says BBS Fast Chat from the Creation Lightship page, and as you scroll down the page, you'll see a beautiful light being, and just under there, a link to get onto the fast chat. And when you get on there, then you can type in a question or a request or a comment, or if you want to comment on a healing that you're having, we'd love to hear those, so that's wonderful. So I'll turn it back over to you, Ron, to get us going with the healings for tonight.
Okay, we'll first start off with the entity clearings here, so we'll do this really quickly for everybody. We can answer some questions here. So we'll work with the entities. These are emotional bodies of people who passed on, and they're hanging on to us, living in our consciousness, and they should not be there. And we allow them in only because we're not fully present in our body and there's room for them and they all take up the space where we're not. Remember, you leave a void and what happens? It gets filled. And it may not be filled with you. So here we go, taking them away from you. Starting with the bottom of our feet, going to the top of our head. And we're going to bring more of you back into your body after this here. So here we go. And I see some people anxious to go to the Lightship tonight on the fast chat. So that's good. We'll give you all first-class tickets here, front row seats if you wish, and window seats also. So here we go. Getting rid of these entities here. So they're coming off your feet, going up your legs, waist. And there's some concerns here with hip joints, pelvis area. Maybe lower back, taking away entities there. And again, you want to ask your spirit also to help with this clearing. Remember, your spirit is what's actually doing this, along with the Lightship, helping you in these energies. So the more you have your spirit with you, the more the healings will take place. Remember, the spirit's a conduit for healing. Without your spirit, you won't have any healing. It's as simple as that. The more you have your spirit in your body, the greater the odds are and chances are you're going to have a better healing or maybe a more complete one. And there's other reasons why you don't heal, too, which we won't get into tonight. But anyway, we could talk a whole show on that aspect. So here we go. We'll bring more of you into your body. I'll count to 10 as you come in. And the Lightship's helping with this, along with your own spirit. So here you come. We'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And a little more coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll just do the mind-to-heart drop right now. So just, if you're new to the show, think of your forehead as the 10th floor of an elevator. The 10th floor, and the elevator's going to be dropping down to the first floor. So you may just sense the energy moving down your body to your heart center. This will be your mental body awakening consciousness. Here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. We'll just do a chakra alignment here. Just go, we'll go down from the top. We'll go to the crown, the your sixth chakra, we don't work with the crown. That's already fine. And go down to the first. So aligning here. So 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Perfect. And in your heart center right now. We'll just put some music on so you can experience your own divine connection with yourself. Back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, I'm up and running now, so I'm reading the fast chat, and we have a couple of questions. And we have one here that says, is there a meditation we can do on our own to bring more of us back into our body? So there are definitely things we can do on our own to do that, and why don't we talk about some of those?
Okay, yeah. Basically, like we just got through doing, you want to command your spirit back to yourself. A meditation probably is not going to do it because you're not in control typically in the present moment. I'm just thinking of people who meditate for maybe 2 minutes to maybe an hour, and you're just in la-la land typically having a great time in a dream state situation. You're not really typically fully conscious, so... you want to be fully conscious, command the energy back to you, and that's it. Remember, Jesus said what he did at Alba's healing, there's a command, you're healed, period. This is what we do on the light ship, the same process. This is how, like, I do the chakra alignment today. Just count it down, they're done instantly, automatically, and the light has the energy to do that for you. So this is how healings work. Everything's a command, but you can't ask, you must command. A lot of people... somehow we're taught that it's maybe sacrilegious to command the divine to do something for you. Well, you're actually commanding your spirit. The divine is actually you as the spirit energy. So this is what you're doing, is commanding it to do the work for you. So also there's a question from Mike also here about, I'd like to know more about creative visualization and how to manifest what I want. Well, the whole thing is your heart center. Drop into your heart, and then from there, have your heart center manifest what you would like to have in your life. It could be what you need, what you like, what you desire, but again, it's a command. You must command that into your life, and the obstacles that the dark side has put in the way to entrap you here will definitely come up because you're going through the blockages of that consciousness. So I'll say that over again in case you didn't understand what I just referred to. Okay? Remember, you're controlled here by the dark side energies, number one. And so they put in front of you or around you in your energy field. Remember, we have palmistry. If you look at your palm of your hand, you have lines in there. They mean something, okay? You have a special code system that you're stamped with when you come into the earth plane on your spirit, like a barcode, we'll call it, okay? That's showing up in movies, too, interestingly enough. People have barcodes, okay? Basically, what you have is your astrological chart, your natal chart, okay? That's your controlling aspect of how the dark side is controlling you. So when you attempt to buck that control system, okay, and you choose to take control of your life, then what's in the way of that process of what they don't want you to do may come up, and you may have some obstacles in your life. So you have to just command your spirit to help release those from you, so you can move on with in your life to what you want to have happen. So then you're out of the control aspect. And you're only going to be out of the control aspect when you're in your heart center. When you're in the mind energy, then it's the battle of the minds. And that's what most people do when they visualize in meditation. Okay, they're just visualizing a scenario in the mind and hoping that it's going to come true because they actually saw it happen. Okay, and if that's in alignment with your predetermined mindset that's controlling you by the dark side, remember your astrological chart and all the pre-run programs that you're following, okay, then it could come true because you may have a glimpse of that and you may be following the script that the dark side has in store for you. And you might be thinking, well, does the light have a script that's in store for me? You know, why am I following the dark side script? Well, the light only works in the now. There's no script for the light. Everything is in the now. And as you create something in the now, then that manifests in the now, and then you're in the next now. What do you do with it? It's your choice. If you manifest something in the now, then it's your choice if you wish to use it or throw it away. It makes no difference to the light. It's just your creation, okay? And so this may shed some light on some of the aspects of what you've been probably taught. People say, gee, you know, I'm moving more up into a higher energy. They say that my frequency, will say, is changing. What do I do? Well, your frequency is always what your spirit is. That is your actual frequency of who you are. That never changes. Through all lifetimes of your awakening consciousness of your spirit, you're always the same. Your spirit does not have any type of learning lessons to go through, okay? It's not here to understand how to live on the earth plane, how to go through hardship and traumas. It is here strictly because it came to help your body in the ascension process, which means it's here to heal your body. And then its reward is to be able to activate that body, the life form that's, you know, you're listening to this show with here, and then it can have the ascension. And then it can also be here to express through you, since your body has hands and you're able to create things, then you're able to watch your creation, watch the creative energy and process creating, watch the divine looking at itself and its creations. Okay, this is what you're here to do. Everything else that you're taught here about karma and everything else is just the dark side's teachings, which is holding you captive here. So I didn't really want to get too much out there, but I hope that answered your question, Mike. So we'll see what comes up on the fast chat here. So as far as the meditation, no, there's none. Just command your spirit to yourself. And then also command the entities out of you. And it's as simple as that. You must become conscious, and you must be able to know that you are the divine energy with your spirit, and that this is all that's here to help you. This is why the masters, the saints, and the angels are no longer here in the mind energy from the light ship, okay? They're no longer working with the Galactic Federation, the Space Brothers, because they were taken away, because people were using those energies as a crutch. And I don't think that they have ever really been true here. And I think the same teachings are true now than what it was when Jesus walked the earth. And those energies back then probably only came through the heart center. And so if you choose to bring in the angel energies, then connect to your spirit in your heart and have your spirit bring the energies to you. It will not come into your mind. So that's basically what's happening now, because people have been using these energies as a crutch, trying to have them do different things for them, you know, asking Archangel so-and-so to create a parking space and all this other stuff. And it's probably just the dark side posing themselves on you as maybe Archangel Michael or Uriel or Raphael or whatever one you want to, you know, call upon, or one of the saints. It makes no difference. It's the energy that you must use, you know, which is yourself. You have to use yourself and your heart center to command any energy for a healing process to take place. And the divine doesn't care if you have a parking place or not. They don't judge you. It's what you're choosing yourself to create in heart energy, which is what they're working with. The mind energy is something completely different. The mind energy is the darkness. This is what you need to get out of to do the ascension process, because the darkness will no longer be the crutch in ascension. If you've learned all different types of ways to do the ascension, if you've been to, you know, different schools of thought on that and maybe paid money or got it even free on how to do the ascension process, it's not going to work for you, because it cannot work, because the mind energy will not be here. You can have no memory of this lifetime or any other lifetime on this planet when ascension time comes. So all of your memories are taken away completely. Even if you're elsewhere on some other location in the universe, and all that's left is your spirit, and then your spirit has the choice, and the body had the choice when it was physically living as to if it can go into that body and rematerialize it over again in pure light. This is what ascension is. And if you worked on yourself enough to bring in your spirit fully into your body to release the energies out of it, the densities, then you'll have the ascension process. So that's what this show is all about. It's here to empower you. And the only power that you have is inside of yourself. The light ship only comes to get rid of the darkness every 2,000 years. And it has to go out and battle the darkness in order to regain its territory, because the darkness really wants to steal souls from people. I just saw a movie the other day. It's a brand new release. You know, I always mention the, you know, 10,000 BC is very good about the extraterrestrial gods that, you know, are out there, which we are praying to when you go to a church every day. There's another movie which is a new release called The Mist, M-I-S-T. And The Mist is just this mist that's around, and in the mist is extraterrestrial energies. Looks like a thing with tentacles, like an octopus, but it looks like, you know, it has four legs on it. But anyway, that was caused, in the movie anyway, by the government opening up, I guess maybe a portal or a rip in time or a stargate or something. I don't remember exactly the term that they used. But anyway, it was played with, that energy, and these things came through. And, you know, that's definitely probably true. They're bringing it out now. And this is what people are doing, thinking that they're really empowered by some channeler coming through and saying, man, we got to do this earth healing and open up this portal to bring in love energy to the earth. So don't do that. Look at this movie, and this is what you're bringing in here, these extraterrestrial energies. They may not be as violent as this, but believe me, they are invisible. And ones like this can attack people. This is what I do. I pull these out of people all the time. It may not look like this exactly, but when you see the movie, you get an idea how stupid and ignorant people are on this planet to actually attempt to open up stargates and wormholes and portals, thinking that they're bringing in something good here, because it's all bad energy. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so getting back to brass tacks of how to get your spirit energy into your body. So the first step is to command the energy to come back to you. And then you've mentioned, and maybe this would be a good time to review that, about then in order to kind of make more space for your spirit energy to come into you, getting rid of the entities, and how a person can do that themselves, how they can command their spirit to do that. So can we review that and also talk about, once you've done that, bringing more spirit energy in and making sure that you're cleaning that off. Any fragments that are returning to you are getting cleaned off.
Yeah, I think you basically said it all in a nutshell. What you first want to do is, number one, is to empower your spirit. You have to command your spirit to do something for you, okay? And when you do that, it all of a sudden it puts your spirit online. Otherwise, it's probably basically sleeping because you don't talk to it. You know, I see people at conferences, and when I ask them if they ever talk to their spirit, they give me this fish-eyed look like, what is that, you know? And they think it's inside of their head, and they say, oh, yeah, I talk to my spirit daily. It's right up here. I go, well, that's not your spirit. I said, you're talking to your mind. It's not your spirit. So anyway, you have to go into your heart. If you don't drop into your heart to talk to your spirit, you're not there. And most people have wasted their whole lifetime not even communicating with their own spirit in their bodies, okay? So the first thing is you must do that drop into your heart center. This is what we do on every show. And, you know, you can go to the archives and listen to almost every show that we've done here, at least in the last 6 months, I believe, and this is the process. You go drop yourself down into your heart, and then you want to command your spirit to kick out the entities. And these entities are emotional bodies of other people that live on the earth plane. There's also other ones there, too, but I won't get into that in the show. They're extraterrestrial energies, like what you might see on that movie, The Mist, okay? So, here we go. Just command your spirit to kick out the entities. If you have any aches or pains in your body, that could be an indication that you have entities there. They always get attracted by aches and pains because they resonate to that pain, and they need the energy of your spirit to help give them life force energy. So pain is a good way that they come to you. So basically, just command them out of your body. Churches do that. You probably have seen churches, I think the Pentecostals do that. They pick somebody from the audience or whatever and get about 10 people around them, and they start doing their prayer work, we'll say. And some people go on the floor in convulsions, and, you know, entities do come out. So, you know, even Jesus did that. If you remember, that's what he was doing, is casting out demons. But they're not necessarily demons. They're just emotional bodies, okay? So this is what needs to be done. This is why he said on the cross, why did you forsake me to the Atlantic Federation. I'm kind of skipping gears here a little bit, but yes, and why he got betrayed by them. But the other thing was he said, forgive them for they don't know what they do. And that's the entities. So the basic thing is to command the entities out of your body with your spirit. And then after you have that, you have a void. So now you don't want to have a void, right? Because you don't want to have your body empty where entities come back into your body again. Now you have to call back your spirit fragments. So you have to have your spirit now go out, parts of your spirit. You don't want to leave all of yourself out of your body. You just have maybe a portion of you, whatever that would be, is kind of up to you. And you want to have that portion of you go out to look for the same frequency that it is out there in the universe. And hopefully you didn't go out too far in meditation or go out too far outside of your body into some strange universes where you can't be found. And just call back these energies to you. Your spirit will help as much as it can. And before they come into you, remember, they left because of your situation on the earth plane here. They left because maybe you were an alcoholic, maybe you smoked too many cigarettes, maybe maybe you had some special mushrooms or smoked pot or took hard drugs, or, you know, makes no difference what you did. If your eyes got glossed over and whatever you're doing, then that was a no-no. So from there, you want to heal these entities. And your spirit at that point in time is like an entity. And so you want to heal your spirit so it can be put back into the light frequency of what it used to be. Because it's now traumatized by what you put your spirit through. You did this to your spirit, okay? And what you did to your spirit was you imprinted it with emotional densities of trauma. And your spirit, that part that was working with you at that time, said, man, I just can't handle this. I'm out of here. So it takes off. And now you actually harmed your spirit. So you have to get it back to you and have it healed. So you have the part of you that's with you, that's in the light, heal the part of you that's not in the light. And it can do that perfectly fine, okay? Remember, what's in you is probably going to be in the light 100%. What left you is not. So you have the part of you that's in you heal the part that you corrupted yourself knowingly. It's nobody else's fault but your own if that happened, because you're using mind energy to do this with. So you imprinted your spirit with mind energy from the dark side, and it left, which is being aggravated with someone else, getting into an argument, getting drunk. You know, we have all different types of things here, which is why your spirit leaves you, okay? And at that point, once you heal your spirit, then it can come back into your body. So after you heal it with your own spirit, then bring it into your body. Some people want to rely on the crutch of asking Jesus to do this or some other divine being. Well, if you're not in your heart center doing this, those energies probably cannot help you, because they're not going to hear you unless you're communicating, you know, in your heart center. So as long as you're in your heart, you can ask for assistance, but it's basically all up to you to do this work. And this is what it takes. And then command that energy back into your body. And when you command it back into your body, then you're going to feel the healing process take place. And you're going to feel more conscious, more heart-centered. So that's basically the scenario. And this you should be doing, you know, daily, you know, if not more often than that, you know, a few times a day. Get rid of those entities so you can live a more peaceful life. Otherwise, they're going to be controlling you. And they won't be giving you positive input into your life. It'll be a negative ride. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so we have a couple of requests for doing a cord clearing or disconnection, front and back side. So could we do that before we actually go up to the light ship?
Sure. So let's, we've done this in other programs here. So basically, cords behind you are cords that you don't know what is happening to you normally. This is where people sneak up on you psychically. And, you know, this is all mind energy. The psychic is the mind. And they throw and attach cords to you to take your energy away from you. So you're like a reservoir of energy, and they want to steal it from you, and this is what they do. It can also cause physical harm. And you could also die from it by having too many cords. Yeah, people who do witchcraft on people and other things, which could be even worse than that, this is what happens. So here we go. We're going to go with the cords behind you. This is what people have done to you. So we'll go to your sixth chakra, released. Fifth chakra, released. Fourth, released. Third, released. Second, released. And first, released. Now we'll take the cords away from you that are in front of you. Now these cords are what you probably put out knowingly to people. And a lot of people, family members in the same household, will have cords connected to each other family member. And that really should not be done, but people do it anyway. And you don't want to interfere with anybody else's life patterns, life frequencies, because you're taking on those energies. So, you know, why would you want to take on somebody else's stuff, you know? I definitely don't want to do that, and I don't think anybody listening wants to do it either. This is why you never want to ground to the earth spirit, because you're taking on the earth spirit's stuff. You know, I don't want to have to deal with volcanoes erupting and forest fires and traumas and anything else that the earth spirit has went through, because it's all there. So it's that's why you don't want to ground to the earth spirit. You don't want to ground to anything, actually, because that's kind of nonsense. But anyway, here we go. The front side of you, this is what is connected to you from other people, and you probably know about it. So here you go. Sixth chakra released. Fifth release, fourth release, third release, second release, first release. Now, these are things that you did to other people did to you. This is stuff that you got, perpetrated with. And now we're going to take the cords away that you gave to other people. So here we go. We'll just do both sides at once. So bring back your energy to you. Remember, you can't use anybody else's energy but your own. It doesn't work for you. Sixth chakra. In return, fifth return, fourth return, third return, second return, and first return. There we go. Okay. Let's put some music on here so you can actually feel the energies. And just see how your body's responding. And then again, ask your spirit what happened during this healing process. Remember the word group guru, G-U-R-U. Sylvia, a lot of things on the fast chat here. We could probably answer some questions, I guess. Let's just do some healings quickly here, and we'll go to the light ship, a lot of quarter tail.
That sounds good. So we have a request for emotional clearing, fear and trauma clearing.
Okay, so let's do the emotional clearing. So we'll do the last 5 days. And here we go, 5 days ago. So that's cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a fear and anger, and also it says trauma, so we'll do a fear and anger. I have to do those together, because once you're out of fear, then you get into anger because you're upset because the fear that you had held your spirit back and you back from doing something that you really wanted to do. So here we go. 5 days ago, a fear clearing. Cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And take a deep breath. And here we do the anger. 5 days cleared, 4 cleared, 3 cleared, 2 cleared, 1 cleared, and today cleared. And now we have trauma. Now, like I say, the light ship has many, many types of different clearings that can be done for everyone. Initially, when I started doing these, I only thought that I had to do maybe like about 5 clearings for people, maybe 4, and it branched off into quite a few because the human race is so dense here. So for that, initially I would do, just to let you know what I would start it off with, was the emotional, mental, a sensory, which was past lives, and then we do the foreign one, which is like bringing in your twin flame energy, connecting you to your home base, and taking you out of karma, and also taking away 13 planets that were controlling you, connected to you, mind-controlling planets. And that I and the light ship thought was plenty to do. It would be enough to help people on their way for ascension. Well, I knew about a feeling body. And so then we had to do the feeling body, and then it got into other healings. So there's quite a few that I do for people, because everybody sometimes has more issues. So here we go. And what I normally do when I work with people, I have to do those initial ones like I mentioned. And then if you have more stuff, if I do samples for you, like on this show, if you tend to resonate with it, then that's what you probably would need. If you don't have trauma in your life, then you probably would never need a trauma clearing. If you really check close with your spirit, you want to ask it if you need it or not. Some people are oblivious to energetic bodies, so you want to definitely know if it's clogged up or not. And if just because you don't maybe feel it 100% when I'm clearing it here or at all, you still could use it. But if you do feel it, by all means, you need it. So here we go. A trauma body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay. And what else can we do here? Anything else on there, Sylvia, that I can do for people?
Well, we had a request to bring each person's baby energy into the light being.
Okay. So, you ready to look at yourself here? It's a song by that long time ago. Uriah Heep, Look at Yourself. If you remember that, it's an old rock and roll song. Anyway, here we go. Bring up the light beam, and I'm going to bring in your baby energy through that. And you may even see your spirit looking at you. So it should be pretty nice for most of you here. Could even be very emotional. So here we go. I'm going to bring in your baby energy. This is without trauma, pain, fear, anger, or anything. It's pure, divine love energy. This is what's on the light ship. Here we go. Coming in, I'll count to 10, and then I'll put some music on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You feel very peaceful right now. You should be in your heart center. I'm going to do a pain clearing. So stay in your heart. Don't go into your mind here during this clearing here. And we're going to do a clearing. This just came about here as I was doing the show here. Everything is live from the light ship. We're going to do a clearing that... the pain that your mother had as she gave birth to you. And remember, since you're still connected to your mother during the birthing process, you could have been an empath. More than likely you were at that time, okay? So that pain may have been directly passed on to you, and it's possible that that pain you could be suffering with, not even knowing about it, throughout your whole lifetime. So we're going to take away from you the pain that your mother had giving birth to you right now. So here we go. I'm going to clear it out. I'll just go from 1 through 20 here. Here we go. So 1 cleared, 2 cleared. I'll just count backwards or upwards here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Okay, you should just do a body scan here and see how you're feeling. And I'll put some music on again. You might feel the calmness come back to yourself. Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you again here.
Oh, that was very wonderful. So, yeah, if anybody experienced something on that clearing, that last clearing, please give us a little note on the fast chat and let us know what you experienced. So, let's see, I'm reading over the fast chat. So we had a request for baby Jesus energy.
Okay, so here we go. Have the light being in front of you, and we'll bring in the energy through the light being picture here. So here we go. It's coming in, and it'll be in about 15 seconds. And here we go. Thank you. Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. It's probably about time to go to the light ship, and we do have two requests from listeners on the fast chat to be able to go into that special room on the light ship where you use the lack energy and the centrifuge to allow things, you know, thought forms and things to be released from people. So if that's something we can go to, that would be great.
Okay, we'll just see what's in store here.
Okay.
So here we go. If you're new to the program, you're going to be taken up out of time to the light ship. If you're wondering what the light ship is, just go to the Bible and look where Jesus talks about Father, and he talks about healings, and you can only go to the Father through him. That's the light ship. So this is what's here to help us out every 2,000 years. This is where the healings take place. So here we go. You're going to be transported up out of time, and you're going to be here still, so you don't have to lose your seat. You won't disappear. You're going to be on the light ship out of time. So we're going up right now. This will only work right now live on the show. This will not work on the archives. So here we go. We're going up right now, and we're there. And again, just think of the healing that you'd like to have. Stay heart-centered if you possibly can. And remember, your spirit needs to be in your body for this process. You don't want to meditate and go out of your body, because then you'll have absolutely zero healing taking place. So here we go. We're going into the first room. This is a hot tub room, and we all have our own hot tubs. We've already selected our doctor teams, and the hot tubs have different colored types of gels in there, different frequencies for healing, and they're mainly used to detoxify our bodies. So if you're a seer, you're going to be able to see a hot tub which has a beautiful blue and golden color gel. That's one of those that we're in. We're in one that has pink gel slash water in it also. Remember, we're out of time, so we can be in many places at once. Down here, we're in time. We're going into the other room, which we had a request for, which is a centrifuge room. So again, you want to think of what you want to release out of your life. And this could be the thought forms that you're dealing with. It could be an addiction. So we'll be in this room throughout this short little light ship session. If you like what has taken place for you, then definitely get on my conference calls that I have weekly. They're very, very affordable. They're only $20. So get on those calls. They're one-hour light ship healing sessions. So here we go. We're in the centrifuge room. The room is turning, and you may actually feel energies leave your body as you start thinking about what you want to release from you. We're going into another room, and this room is where Archangel Michael is. So we're going into his special room, and we're walking into a door, and in there is where the spirit of Archangel Michael resides. And we're now in front of this beautiful light beam. And if you wish, you can close your eyes, and we'll be in this room here. I'll put some music on, and again, request your healing, and also ask for guidance. But you must be in your heart center to get that guidance. It will not come into your head. They won't allow that. Remember, your spirit's the gateway and the protector for you, for these energies. go into another room where they have the really large, beautiful waterfall with the pink energy coming off the water, like little pink raindrops. It'll help to cleanse your field and do a physical healing on you. So again, request your healing. With our mouth, our jaw, our teeth. Any concerns there, request healing. And they're also working with our pelvis area, our reproductive organs, and the different joints in our body. So, again, it's up to you to request healing, as the light only works in the now. And each now is a different request for them. Going into one other room here, and we're going to go into the room where they have the large amethyst crystal shield. And each one of these little crystal points of amethyst are conscious beings, and they're going to help do some healing work with you. You're levitating now in this room, and again, you must request your healing. Light chip is pure light energy. It doesn't live in duality. It doesn't create duality. It's pure love energy. Where they're working with our skin. Again, request your healing. to a room now where they have the beautiful flowers. And you can have some honey if you wish. You have the honey on the tip of your finger right now, and you're going to put it into your mouth underneath your tongue. So if you find that your saliva is changing right now instantly, it's because on the light ship you're having the honey. And again, ask for the flowers to do healing work with you. Light shift, so all the healings are between you and the light being doctors, and they're the ones that have done the work on you. And we're going now into the special room, which is the transporter room. If you're a seer, you may see a white light tunnel that you're coming down right now through, and now you're here. So I hope that was a very pleasant experience for everybody. And maybe even an eye-opener for some of the seers here who are on board. So I'll turn it back over to you again, Sylvia.
Oh, well, let's see. Our time has actually passed, so I'll just say a quick goodbye to everyone. Good night. Blessings. This is a wonderful time because you're already in this beautiful heart energy now to, just keep commanding your spirit energy in your body and get your guidance. That's the perfect time to work on that after the show. So good night, everybody. Much love, and we will see you on Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening. Bye.